You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. So today we shall continue our series on the Alfred 5 application for the Mac. And today we are going to dive into the Alfred settings once again and doing an even deeper dive on an aspect of the settings pane called the features pane. So if you might remember in one of my previous episodes, I had done a general walkthrough of the Alfred settings. And today we're going to get a deeper dive under the hood of Alfred and really see how to make this app really useful for us via the features tab. So I'm going to invoke Alfred now by pressing my Alfred keyboard shortcut, which is Command plus Space.
Application, Alfred, System Dialog,
and
Alfred
I'm going
Search
to
Field.
Go into Settings,
Alfred
Command,
search.
Comma.
Finder, Mac, Alfred Preferences, Alfred Preferences, Sir.
I'm going to go to the leftmost part of the screen with VOFN left arrow.
Search Preferences, blank, Sir.
I'm going to VO right arrow.
Alfred Sidebar.
I'm
Features
in the sidebar.
General tab.
And I'm going to use the up and down arrows once I'm in the Alfred sidebar to navigate.
Features tab selected.
Okay, so the second option in the sidebar is features. So now features is selected. I'm going to jump out of the sidebar. VO.
Caps lock on.
VO shift up arrow.
Features tab selected. Features list, row 1 of 16.
And I'm in the features list now. And now in the features list, the way it is kind of oriented is that in the features list, we have a bunch of sub-settings and we have further settings below that. So right now, while we're in the features list, I'm just going to quickly scroll through those with just the simple up and down arrows and give you a brief overview of each one of them.
Default results, scope, types, fallbacks. Default results, scope, types, fallbacks.
So the very first option, the features list, is default results, scope, types, and fallbacks. Now, this is when we use Alfred to search our Mac. Default results basically tells Alfred what all folders to look in. Do we want to include or exclude certain folders? Do we want it to not look for certain file types? What will be the scope of the search? And in case it doesn't find anything on our Mac device which meets the search criteria, then it has something called fallbacks, which could be like doing a Google search or a Wikipedia search or whatever you want. So that's what default search and fallbacks are. We'll continue down the list of the features. Down arrow.
File search, search, navigation, buffer.
File search, search, navigation, and buffer. That's the second aspect on the features list. This again just further helps us to define what files and folders to search in when searching on Alfred. Again, down arrow.
Universal actions, files, text, URLs.
Universal actions, files, text, and URL. So universal actions is one of the most powerful aspects of Alfred. It essentially allows us to use a shortcut key to open up a kind of like a contextual menu, which allows us to then take actions on any text we might have highlighted, any URL we might have highlighted, or any file or folder that we're highlighting with our voiceover cursor while going through the Finder. We'll do a demonstration on that sometime later, but right now let's just continue down the list here. So down arrow.
Web search, custom, URLs, history.
Web search, custom, URLs, and history. So this is allows us to have customized web search using Alfred. So for example, when I open Alfred and I type the letters G-I, and then space followed by a search term, it'll automatically search Google Images for that search term. Or if I type AZ followed by a search term, it'll search Amazon. Or I've set the letter, just single letter Y, and then space, and then it'll search YouTube. So web search is a very powerful tool within Alfred where you can set custom searches for almost any search bar that you find anywhere on the internet. This features pane here also allows us to customize how we allow Alfred to search our bookmarks, which web browsers we would like allow Alfred to search our bookmarks within, what should be the keyboard shortcut for that, and a few other odd and end things resides here within this list. Let's go down again, down arrow.
Web bookmarks, Safari, Chrome.
Web bookmarks, again, just further deep diving into how you can search bookmarks with Alfred. Let's go down again.
Clipboard history, merging.
Clipboard history. Again, a very, very powerful aspect within the Alfred app is something called the clipboard history. So within this settings pane, you can set whether or not you want to enable this feature or not. I have enabled it. I find it to be a very useful and powerful aspect of Alfred. Essentially, what I've done is I've set up the clipboard history to save everything to that anything that I attach to my clipboard when I press Command C, that gets saved in a history, and I can go and view 3 months worth of clipboard history. I can search it. I can quickly clear the history if I want to, but it's a very handy tool to quickly go and search what we've added to the clipboard in the past. And this particular setting pane allows us to customize that. Let's go down again, down arrow.
Snippets, clippings.
Snippets, clippings. I won't get too much into this at this point in time. It's something you can explore yourself.
Calculator, standard,
advanced. Calculator, something pretty self-explanatory.
Dictionary, spelling, definitions, contacts, viewer, emailing.
Again, pretty self-explanatory.
Music, mini player.
Alfred allows you to set up a music mini player that syncs with iTunes within Alfred. I don't use this much, so I won't get into it.
One password, one click bookmarks.
One password. Again, Alfred has a fantastic integration with the One Password password manager. So that's something you can explore yourself
system,
as well.
System, commands, quitting, ejecting.
System, commands, quitting. So these are, this settings pane allows you to set up various aspects of how you can use Alfred to interact with your system. For example, you can set keywords that allows you to restart your computer, shut down, log in, log out, empty trash, whole bunch of things. Again, you can explore this yourself, but it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to now go back up the features list.
Want music, cont, dictionary, calculator, snippets, clipboard history, web bookmarks, web search, universal actions, files, text, URLs.
Universal actions. This is the one I want. So I'm going to now VO shift up arrow to come out of the features list.
Universal actions. Help. Universal actions. Universal act help. Perform actions on selected items in Mac OS General. Actions. Show actions. Right arrow, checked. FN, unchecked. Control, unchecked. Tab, unchecked. To action selected item. Use these options to tweak how else you can show the action. Selection hot.
So I came out of the features list on the left side of the screen, and I've just used VO right arrow to go through the list of settings available to me here. So I'm just going to kind of talk you through them. Right here, you might have heard that it says selection hot.
Use selection hot.
H-O-D, I guess it stands. I'm not sure exactly what this stands for, but let's just go again, VO right arrow.
Hot is option command A. Option command A, press a key combination to set a new hot.
So this is the hot key, which I set as option command A. This is a very, very powerful part of Alfred. I'm just going to demonstrate this for you shortly, but just remember this option command A. This is the hot key under universal actions within Alfred's settings.
Use this hot to show the actions panel for the currently selected item in Mac OS.
So you just heard, use this hot to show the list of actions available for the currently selected item on Mac OS. So as I said, it acts as a contextual menu on any piece of text or any URL or any file or folder you may have selected. So that's what this does. I'm going to now close out Alfred's settings and show you how this universal actions works.
Finder.
I'm going to open a text edit, a clean document on text edit.
Cap text edit app. Finder. Desktop. Text edit. Text edit.
And I'm going to type in a URL.
Cap W. Cap W. Cap. Caps lock off. www.google.com/123456
Okay, I've just typed in a URL, google.com/123456 I'm going to now select this text, Command A.
www.
Command C.
Copy.
And what I'm going to do is now I'm going to, sorry, just Command A. I didn't need to do Command C. I'm just going to do Command A.
Select all.
So I've selected all of this content. And I'm going to now hit my Universal Actions hotkey, Command Option A.
Application, Alfred, System Dialog, www.google.com/123456, blank, edit text, www.google.com/123456.
So you heard it said Alfred, System Dialog. What it's done is that when I've selected this text and hit Command Option A, which was my hotkey, which we'd set in the Alfred settings under Universal Actions. So now it's opened up a kind of like a dialog box where I can search through all the actions that Alfred can take on this selected piece of text.
Paste as plain text. Save a snippet. Open in dictionary. Show as large type. Search with Finder. Use in Alfred. Email to. Email. String multi-tool. Create QR code. Preview. Create QR code. Clipboard. Ask ChatGPT. Word and character count. Amazon India, Apple Visert, The Pirate Bay Quickser, The Pirate Bay Google Image Search, Google Draw, X Search, OpenX User, Wikipedia, IMDb, YouTube, Facebook, YubNub, Google Web Help. Search for book summary, create new note, shorten URL.
So you could hear all the options it was saying. It's allowing me to search for this piece of text on so many different websites, allowing me to create a new note with this text. And now you can see that it has said, shorten URL.
Create shortened URL.
I'm going to hit enter.
Text edit. Untitled RTF. Window.
And what it's done is that it's now taken the URL that I had fed to Alfred, and it has now used a free URL shortening service and has given me a new URL. So let's see.
New line.
It's attached it to my clipboard. I'm just going to hit paste, Command V.
YIM5K2XE.
Here we go. It's given me the...
https://tiny.url.com/yym5k2xc new https://tinyurl.com/yym5k2xe.
So there you go. It's used the tiny URL service and it has converted my previously longer URL into a smaller URL using tiny URL. Of course, we used a kind of short URL, google.com/12345. But if you had a very, very long URL, 3, 4, 5 lines long, this was a very quick way to convert it into a short URL format, which you can then share to anybody. I'll show you one more thing which you can do with the Universal Actions. I'm going to jump into my downloads folder.
Downloads, window, April 2025 PDF document. 182 kilobytes, April 2025 PDF document. 182 kilobyte.
So this is a document for one of my electricity bills from the month of April. It's in the form of a PDF. I've just highlighted this in the Finder using the voiceover.
April 2020.
Using the voiceover keyboard focus. I'm now going to hit my Alfred. Universal Actions hotkey, which if you remember was Command Option A. So here we go.
Application, Alfred, System.
Now, just like before, it's going to give me a list of, it's going to open up like a contextual menu, giving me a list of different actions I can take on this file using Alfred.
Open with.
Reveal in Finder.
Get info. Copy to. Move to. Delete. Copy. Move. Browse folder in Alfred. Open terminal here. Copy path to clipboard. Copy file to clipboard. Add file to buffer. Paste as plain text. Show as large. Search with. Use in Alfred. Email to. Email. PDF to table. PDF to table. PDF to text. Compress PDF document.
Compress PDF document. So if you can see, I can just hit enter now.
Finder. Downloads.
And
April 2025 compressed PDF document.
And right,
0 bytes.
Right into the downloads folder where the original source file was kept. Alfred is now using an application in the background, has compressed the PDF and has output that compressed PDF back into the same folder as the original source file. So I didn't have to go and mess around in any UI or in any application. Alfred has done all the heavy lifting for me and has compressed the file.
April 2025 PDF document. 182 kilobytes.
182 PDF kilobytes.
April 2025 compressed PDF PDF document. 25 kilobytes.
So there you can see the original file was 182 kilobytes. The compressed file is 25 kilobytes. So many more things you can do with the help of this shortcut key, this universal action shortcut key. Once you install different workflows into Alfred, this universal shortcut key can then be used as a secondary contextual menu into which you can have so many powerful actions which you can take on files, on folders, on pieces of text, on URLs, etc. So many things you can do. You can convert image documents, you can compress files, you can OCR files, you can move files around on your Mac, you can turn something into a shorter URL, you can turn a URL into a QR code, you can, so many things, the options are endless. But I hope that through this brief walkthrough, where I've given you a deeper view into some of the Alfred settings pane, and into how you can set up your universal actions command, that you now got a better idea of just how powerful Alfred can be. So thank you so much for listening to this audio demonstration. My name is Gaurav Jhunjhunwala, and if you want any details related to how to get in touch with me, then you can just email me on gaurav@gmail.com. That's G for golf, A for alpha, U for umbrella, R for Roger, A for alpha, V for Victor, J for Juliet, J for Juliet once again, and then @gmail.com. So I look forward to seeing how you guys use Alfred and how you take advantage of all the exciting and powerful features, especially for voiceover users like us, where we can now just use the keyboard to quickly search for things through in a textual manner rather than having to mess around with different UI elements. Hope this was helpful, and have a great day.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.